The following program is sponsored by Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours and Travel of Kansas City.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
Hey, good morning! This is Mark Comfort, your host of Vacation Views. Guess what? I'm leaving Killarney this morning, heading to Limerick, flying back tomorrow. And I want to say happy birthday to my good friend Joe Calhoun, whose birthday is actually Monday. And happy 30 years, Mr. Calhoun. Outstanding job. I pre-recorded this program because we are in Ireland. I'm in Ireland with a group of people, and I just can't wait to tell you all about it next week. I just, this is so much fun. I love traveling with people. I love taking people around the world to different destinations on different kinds of vacations. You know, a little later on this summer, Mimi and I will be doing our royal family trip. We'll be taking people on the Rocky Mountaineer, a group of people that are so excited about seeing some of the most beautiful scenery in the world, about traveling on one of the most luxurious train experiences, the Rocky Mountaineer, in the world, to see UNESCO heritage sites all over. And by the way, a lot of people don't think about the Canadian Rockies. You know, a lot of times people do know about the Colorado Rockies, but they don't even think about the Canadian Rockies. You know, we travel all around the world. I've seen the Swiss Alps, the Italian Alps, mountains all over. I love mountains. You know, we have a second home in Copper Mountain, Colorado. They have had for 35 years, so we love the mountains, but there arguably is no more beautiful place as far as mountains go in the world than the Canadian Rockies. And what a great time to do it in August. So, I don't know. There might still be space. Somebody might have canceled. If you want to go on that, give us a call. We're open today until 3. 8-1-6-5-0-5-1-500. And you can check out all the groups and everything that we have going on. A lot of our great values, best values, are online at cruiseholidayskc.com, cruiseholidayskc.com. And you know, Nicole Busenbark, who does a lot of our online marketing and keeps our website up, she loves Facebook. She is a Facebook queen, and we have a wonderful company Facebook page, Cruise Holidays of Kansas City. Like us, and you will find out. She puts special deals on there all the time, and we have more and more people signing up for that and watching our whole staff. See, our whole staff, every time we travel anywhere, we send our pictures to the Kansas City, Cruise Holidays of Kansas City Facebook page, so everybody who's interested can be seeing the sights and the beauty of the places that our staff is traveling to. You know, with 30 people, we're traveling all over. Mimi and I believe very strongly that one of the best things we can do for our staff, for their ability to service and help you plan your dream vacation, is to get them to these different types of vacation destinations, different types of vacation options. And you know, our specialty, you've heard me say that for years, is ocean cruising, river cruises, and all-inclusive land-based resorts. And what we're getting big at now, this is getting bigger and bigger. It's called customized vacations. And usually we're seeing families or two families or two couples or three couples or four couples. They want to do something on their own. They don't want to be with a group. And we do a customized vacation for them. I have people all the time go, oh, you can do that? Well, absolutely we can do that. So let us know whatever kind of vacation you're looking for. We can help you at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City and Comfort Tours and Travel. You know, I wanted to make sure you all have heard this and understand it. It's still sometimes hard for me to understand and to communicate to you what has happened in the last literally 3 going on 4 years, where Cruise Holidays You know, we were part of a franchise chain that was the largest cruise-only franchise chain in the world. We were the number one store in that old chain for 26 years in a row. Not in a row, we had one miss in there. But, you guys, that was maybe a $300-some-odd million organization. A lot of buying power in the cruise industry. But since then, our parent company, Cruise Holidays International, was, let's use the word, absorbed or merged with a company called Vacation.com, who was close to a $3 billion vacation, let's use the word, conglomerate. And just as of January 1st of this year, Travel Leaders Network has absorbed Vacation.com or merged. And now we are part of a $17 billion travel and vacation conglomerate, the biggest in the world. So what does that mean to you? It means we have more values, more additional perks, benefits, amenities. We have group space held on, I'm talking thousands and thousands and thousands of vacation options for you. So, you know, so many people think that by doing business with a travel agent, they're paying extra. And at least with us, that is not the case. Usually, at worst, you will pay what you can get that vacation for from the vendor directly or from anywhere else. But so many times, I bet it's 7 out of 10 times, we'll have extra added values, extra amenities, something over and above what you can get anywhere else, being part of this Travel Leaders Network. $17 billion. Ladies and gentlemen, that is buying power at its finest. So if you think it's going to cost you more to do business with a travel agent, let me ask you to rethink that. And give us a try. I tell you, it happens every week. People are just amazed. First of all, they're amazed that even if they get the same price that they can get directly with the cruise line. And so they like the service that we offer, the knowledge that we give, the help in planning and preparing their vacation, making sure their expectations are met. And thus forth, they find it well worth doing business with us and, frankly, saving the time and the frustration. You know, so many times you may get the same agent when you call a line direct, but you may not. With us, you're assigned to a vacation counselor, and she will be your contact. And she has an assistant, kind of like a doctor or nurse, to help make sure that when you want to talk to somebody, you can. Or when you want an email answered quickly, it can get answered quickly. Well, I have a great show today, and one of the things I want to talk to you about when we get back is a trend that I see happening. It's just been amazing how people are wanting more, wanting better, wanting luxury when they go on a vacation, especially a very special vacation. The other thing I've seen as a trend, and it's absolutely factual, is, you know, we see a polarization, people loving the big, gigantic ships, ocean cruise lines, or the other end of the spectrum where people really, really, really are liking the more intimate, smaller overall experience of whatever kind of vacation it might be, whether it's a ocean cruise, a river cruise, or an all-inclusive resort. So there is a polarization. You know, the big cruise ships have something to offer for anybody. The littler cruise ships, the littler river cruises, the littler, more boutique properties have a lot to offer too, and both are very, very popular. But the smaller, luxurious ones are even more popular in percentage of growth. So when you come back, or when I come back, we're going to talk to one of my good friends, Mr. Sean Tubman, who I've known for literally 25 years or so, maybe more, with Regent Seven Seas Cruise Lines. So stay tuned. This is Mark Comfort Vacation Views. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host. Hey, and I have a very, very special upcoming interview. And I've got one of my longtime buddies in the travel industry, Mr. Sean Tubman of Regent Seven Seas Cruise Line. Sean, welcome to Vacation Views.
Thank you, Mark. It's great to talk to you.
And you and I go back a long, long time, don't we, Sean?
Yeah, back to the early, early 80s.
Is it not amazing to think about how far and how much evolution has happened in the cruise industry since then?
That is amazing. It really is. And you know, how many ships were available back then and how small they all were, and the limited activities and so forth. And my Lord, today's ships are just incredible, aren't they?
They really are. And, you know, with ships over $1 billion now, and Sean, as you know, we've got all sorts of sizes of cruise ships out there. There's just the, you know, gigantic floating resorts that hold, you know, 5,000 and 6,000 people. But I just said at this last segment that the one trend I've seen, and I know as Senior VP of Sales and Marketing, you have seen this too. People are wanting a better vacation now and willing to spend more to get a more luxurious vacation. And Sean, I also see people are wanting, I call it polarizing. There's a huge growth in what I call the small ship and the small cruise line experience. So you put those two together, you got people wanting smaller ship experience and people wanting luxury. You got the perfect formula for Regent Seven Seas Cruises, right?
You know, you really do. It's like the triple witching hour with us. You know, you've got we enjoy a real high repeat factor to begin with. But what we're seeing is a lot of current cruisers who have, you know, they've cruised for years and they love the concept. They're just starting to kind of tell themselves, geez, I wish I didn't have to cruise with 4,000 or 5,000 other people, and I wish there was more intimate restaurants available and a much, you know, higher level of cuisine and service and larger suites with walk-in closets and all balconies and a much smaller venue. They're who we're getting now. Those are all our new cruisers coming up from current, you know, premium lines, contemporary lines, suite guests, and so forth. So, you know, it also the Consumer Confidence Index, I don't know if you're aware of this, but it's at a 16-year high right now. It hasn't been higher for since 2002, I think it was. It's a good marketplace for us. We've just brought out a new ship called the Seven Seas Explorer this past year. The most luxurious cruise ship ever built, the most expensive cruise ship ever built for our size. And she has just been a huge game changer in the luxury space, really taking the luxury experience to a whole new level.
Sean, tell everybody the sizes of your ships just generically so they get an idea of how many people are on your ships.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. We range from roughly 490 up to 750.
490 people
on a
right?
ship, mm-hmm. And all suites, you know, all balconies and all walk-in closets. It's a fantastic experience for somebody, and we think that's the sweet spot. That's where the ship's large enough to have great activities and entertainment, but small enough, intimate enough that it no lines, no crowds, fantastic personal service.
And Sean, you use the what is it, adjective or preposition all? Well, guess what? You're also all inclusive, and I want to congratulate you publicly to this listening audience for being the first cruise line to come out and say, "Hey, why don't we just charge everybody for everything up front? That's what most people want, so they don't get nickeled and dimed." And my congratulations for that, Sean.
Well, thank you. It's really worked well for us. It really resonates with our clientele. They really want value, you know. They don't mind spending more for a vacation as long as they get real value, and that's what this has provided. It's provided ease of vacation, no hassles, no worrying about who's going to sign for drinks and so forth at night. We added just about every element you can think of for the cruise, the airfares included. And this year, we actually added free business class air for all our guests. And this has been a huge hit with our clientele. But all the dining experiences, all the shore excursions are included, and that's what, you know, a lot of these fantastic itineraries are like, that's what they're all about, are the excursions, and that's what people want to do when they take these cruises. So that's been a huge value for us, and we include all the, you know, top premium liquors and all the dining and the transfers and the gratuities, you name it. All the Wi-Fi on board is free, unlimited, and so forth. So it's just a fantastic, worry-free vacation.
You know, Sean, we've had so many clients over the last several years. And by the way, your great local representative that calls on us, Jared Evans, he has just done such a good job of keeping us informed about all the value and all the promotions and everything about the Regent Seven Seas Cruises. But the one thing I was ready to say is we've promoted so strong the last several years about for a special vacation, for a special event in your life, whether it's an anniversary, a birthday, a retirement, you owe it to yourself. Well, once they go on and experience a Regent Seven Seas Cruises, then the bar is really, they don't want to come back off that bar, do they?
It's hard to go backwards, right?
Well, yeah, and I didn't mean bar like in a, I meant expectation bar. Yeah. So true.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
Hey, Jared Evans, are you on?
I am. How are you, Mark?
Hey, forgive me. Sean and I go back so far. This is kind of like old home week. So thank you, Jared, so much for all you do to help educate and train our staff. And, you know, Jared, there is so much benefit of using a professional vacation specialist like Cruise Holidays of Kansas City, isn't there, if you're a consumer?
Of course, yeah. You know, it comes with, you know, the extreme knowledge that your team provides to your customers and their understanding, and you know they work with customers to put them on the perfect vacation for them, and with that perfect vacation, you know, by through our education and our trainings, you know, I like to portray that message and that value to your counselors there, and they're doing a fantastic job in putting your customers on the right vacation for them.
Yeah, at the very best value there is out there, because at any level of price point, people still want a great value. And Sean, let me direct this question to you. We haven't talked about destinations, but one of the great things about Regent Seven Sea Cruises and the size of your ships, you can go into a lot of ports of call that bigger ships cannot go into.
Yeah, that's a real advantage for us. And hi, Jared, by the way.
Hi, Sean.
I'm down in Miami.
And Jared, where are you?
Where are you, Jared?
I'm
in Texas?
I'm in Dallas.
Yeah, and
you're
I'm
in Dallas, right?
And I'm in Killarney, Ireland. So anyway, let's talk about the destinations. It's just fascinating how many places that Regent goes now that the bigger ships cannot go.
Yeah, it's where our guests want to go. A lot of our guests have really cruised the world, and they're looking for new destinations and new ports. And even when they go into ports, they want a different experience when they go into the port. So that's why we continually add new exciting destinations, new ports every year to our lineup of cruises. And we cruise worldwide. And our cruises are, for the most part, open jaw, which means we leave from one port and we end up in another port. So it really maximizes the destinations that someone can see during a cruise. So what's really interesting too, Mark, you know, versus when you and I started, you know, when we started, you could book a cruise maybe a year out, something like that. The booking window, people are booking now 2 or 3 years in advance. And so we've now opened up our inventory. Our brochures right now go through spring of 2019. And in August, we're going to open up inventory through spring of 2020,
well,
which sounds a long way out, but it really is not when you're booking cruises.
That's really true. And we're down to the last minute. I want to get you guys back on here again with me. This has gone way too fast. But the reality is, especially with well-traveled people and with suites in particular, they want to get what they want. They're willing to pay for it. And they know they have to book out. Sean Tubman, Jared Evans, thanks so much for joining me. And I want to tell you, have a great, great summer. Sean, I look forward to seeing you again sometime soon, and I wish you all the best this summer.
All right. Thanks so much, Mark. And give my best to Mimi, okay?
I will. We'll get you back on when we have more time. This went way too quick. Jared, take care of yourself.
Will do. We'll see you around soon, Mark. Thank you very much.
Sean Tubman and Jared Evans with Regent Seven Seas Cruises. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. And don't forget, you deserve a great vacation. Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host. And I am currently, well, let's see. Right now, I'm driving somewhere. We're somewhere between Killarney, Ireland, and Limerick, Ireland. And we just had our private event last night at the Muckross Estate, the private working farm that has all these things going on. And we had a dinner in a barn, and we had a blue jean type private event with a private dinner, private drinks everywhere, and riding on old Irish farm equipment, seeing the cows, the pigs, the horses, everything. I'll tell you all about it next week when I get back in. Hey, let's switch gears back to the wonderful world of vacation. And you know, just this last segment I was talking about how more and more people are wanting that small ship luxury experience when they cruise, and that really is true in the segment of river cruising. It is just amazing to me how the river cruise industry has just absolutely grown just more than any other segment in the vacation industry in the last 5 to 8 years, like I've never seen before. And I do believe one of the reasons, very definitely, is people like that smaller, more intimate experience. They meet people easier. The food, I think, tastes better because the service is better. There's no lines. Everything about this river cruise experience is just so great. And with me right now is Marcy New, the representative from AMA Waterways, who calls on us at our Vendor of the Year last year. Marcy New, welcome to Vacation Views.
Thank you, Mark. Great to speak with you.
You know, it's really true, isn't it, how the river cruise industry has absolutely grown so much, hasn't it, Marcy, in the last several years?
It has. And Mark, you mentioned something that's very important, and I think it's just that a lot of people have been on the larger ships, and they're looking for that smaller, more intimate, more engaging group of people. And with our largest ship only accommodating approximately 160 people, they really get that on the river with us at AMA Waterways.
Well, I will tell you, I can speak from firsthand experience for the last, I guess, I don't know, 4 years, Marcy, at least maybe five. I've been taking fairly good-sized groups on AMA Waterways all across the world, basically, but primarily in Europe. And what I have found is that overall experience that AMA Waterways gives you is just really second to none for the value of what you pay. And Marcy, Berlitz agrees that AMA Waterways is one of the best river cruise experiences in all of the river cruising, isn't it?
It is. We're very honored that Berlitz has ranked 310 river ships last year and gave AMA Waterways 1 through 10 to be the finest experience in the world for a lot of different categories. You know, our choices with our tours, our culinary experience, which takes me to the Chaine Rotisseur honor that we have, and we are inducted into that French Culinary Society. We're the only river company in the world that's been honorary inducted in, so we're very proud of that. But there's just a lot of things that the package includes that really makes it a great experience.
It really, truly does, and I most certainly can attest to that. And I think that's one reason why it's so important for the consumer to contact a vacation specialist, a travel agency that really, really knows the vacation industry, and in your case, really, really knows the river cruise industry, because we know there is something for everybody out there, and matching people up with what's best for them is our specialty. And, you know, Marcy, I'll tell you what, it's just amazing to me how many people come in, and they've all heard of, come into our office, and they've all heard of Viking River Cruises, but many of them have never heard of AMA Waterways, and that's very typical. Viking River advertises a lot. AMA Waterways doesn't hardly at all. You use travel agents like us to help promote and sell, you know, your brand of lines, and there is a lot of difference between these river cruise companies, isn't there?
There is. There's a lot of difference, Mark, in many different ways. Basically, the amount of guests that they board on the ships, as opposed to what we board on the ships. We actually have some larger staterooms because we don't board near as many guests that you might find on Viking. But they bring river cruising to the forefront for us all, and then you really have to pick and choose what is best for your client. And we provide a five-star experience that is absolutely exceptional, and we have a very large amount of repeat business as well. So we don't market in the masses, and I honestly think that would never happen. We're a very specialized company, and we really, really cherish our relationships with our travel partners, and especially those like yours, Mark, who have sent their agents out to see the product, to experience it, to really enjoy it, and to have a better understanding of how they can fit that product to the client.
Well, and that, I think, is the secret to our success, because our ultimate goal is, I know you want us to sell everybody on Alma Waterways, but our ultimate goal is our client's satisfaction. So if the client is better fit, if the fit is better for them on a different river cruise line, that is what we will do. But we are finding that Alma Waterways is giving our clients exceptional value and exceptional satisfaction. And you know, Marcy, I was just thinking, last Tuesday was D-Day in Normandy, and a year ago we had a group that went to Normandy with you all on the Seine River, and we were in Normandy on June 6th on D-Day, the 72nd anniversary D-Day, and what an incredible experience that was. And boy, did Alma Waterways do fabulously well, because France had 500-year floods, and a lot of the river cruise lines didn't get their clients to Normandy on that exact day, June 6th, and Alma Waterways did. So I know with Rudy Schreiner as president and owner, co-owner, he has a lot of pull over there, and I'm sure he had to use that pull to make sure we got there that day, because that was truly one of the more patriotic experiences I've ever had in my entire life.
And you know, Mark, that is the same for our guests. I know that many of the guests that traveled with you said that it was really a life-changing experience, and that it was a life experience and something they probably would never get to do again. But it really is a phenomenal choice. And I'll tell you, our management team goes above and beyond to make sure that we deliver what we've promised, but even more so, we exceed the expectation. And I think that we do an excellent job at that. And especially because of people like yourself and the agents in your office that know the product and know that we deliver that experience.
Well, you absolutely do. And you know, I should probably tell everybody too that Alma Waterways has a very, very, very special river cruise experience that none of the other river cruise lines have, and that is the Zambezi Queen, small all-suite ship on the Chobe River up Botswana and Namibia for your South Africa river cruise. We did that, 3 years ago, and that truly was an absolutely exceptional experience, and a lot of people don't think of river cruising in South Africa.
No, they don't. And there's not very many companies. Actually, I don't know of any companies that actually offer the river as part of that type of experience. Because, you know, we do the river for 4 days, no matter which itinerary the guest selects. And in those 4 days, you really get to experience a lot of the wildlife that you normally wouldn't see necessarily just by doing a land safari.
You heard me talk about this experience, Marcy, but we actually, the last night, we must have been in a hippo's territory, because that doggone hippo kept banging against, let's call it the hull of the ship. You can consider it like a pontoon. And it just kept hitting that ship saying, move, get out of here. This is my territory. And I thought, where on earth could you ever get that? But seeing all these animals from the water, from that Chobe River, it's so uniquely different than seeing them from land, like you would do a normal safari on land, like in Kenya or Tanzania. Plus, on that experience, we got to see other parts of the southern continent of Africa, meaning Johannesburg and Cape Town, that whole area there, three other countries. Just a magnificent experience. But that's truly something very, very unique that Alma Waterways does. And then a couple years ago, Marcy, we took a wine-themed group on the Douro River in Portugal. And boy, what a unique experience that was in Portugal. But that's an incredibly satisfying and unique experience, isn't it?
It is. And the Douro River is very, very popular, Mark. We actually have put some thought into adding another vessel on that river because it has become so popular and it sells out so quickly. But it's truly an amazing journey to really better understand and explore the port wines of the world.
Well, and boy, did we on that wine theme cruise. And speaking of wine theme cruises, we just had, 101 people on that Danube River last year, where we did that special wine theme cruise where we were allowed to pick the wine specialist. And gosh, no matter what kind of experience you're looking for on the river, we can help match you up with the right river, with the right experience. And AMA Waterways does all sorts of unique themed experiences, don't you, Marcy?
We do, Mark. We certainly do. As you mentioned, the wine experience or the wine theme cruises, we have 46 of those this year and 51 of those next year. In addition to that, we have groups that do art. We have just all different types of some dance groups. There's just all different types of things that we are able to offer and to accommodate. We have an amazing operations team that really does go the extra mile to make sure that we meet or exceed really the expectation of all those different options that we offer.
Hey, and Marcy, in the last couple minutes, I want to just tell you how honored and humbled I was when your president and co-owner and the founder of AMA Waterways, Mr. Rudy Schreiner, asked me to video what I couldn't make it to his Hall of Fame introduction, but asked me to send him a video. And that was really quite an honor. So Rudy and I have something in common, don't we? We're both in the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. That's exciting. I know. It's. I'm thankful that you took the time to do that. That meant a terrific amount to Rudy, and we appreciate you, Mark, and we appreciate the partnership and your true belief and understanding in the beautiful product that we have to offer.
Well, we have a great partnership, and Marcy, I want to say thank you because you have done such a great job of educating our staff, getting our staff on AMA Waterways on different rivers so we can better actually counsel our customers from firsthand experience. And we feel that is invaluable. So let me say thank you to that for all the work you do. You just do a great job.
Thank you, Mark. And again, we appreciate that partnership, and we'll continue to work in the direction of making sure the agents have all of the tools and that they have all of the knowledge going forward with even new itineraries. So we're very excited for the partnership, and we appreciate you.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to come. I am so excited this fall in October again. I love that time of the year because if you get it right, you get the color changes. But in October 19th through the 26th, I'm doing that very unique experience on Europe's rivers and castles, starting out in Nuremberg. Actually, we're going to fly into Prague and stay in Prague two nights, but then cruising out of Nuremberg on the Main River, then on the Rhine River to a couple of great stops, and then down the Moselle River, ending up in Luxembourg. And I must tell you, I'm very, very excited about that.
I know there's not very often that on any itinerary you get to experience three rivers. So it really does give you a well-rounded understanding of the differences of the rivers and the beauty of what each one has to offer.
Yeah, and Marcy, I understand from everybody, including Rudy, that the Moselle, I know Rudy has told me the Moselle is his favorite river to cruise down because he believes it's the most beautiful and scenic of all the rivers.
It is. I have been on the Moselle myself, and it's just beautiful, kind of jagged, if you will, type mountainous region with castles that just sit off the edges. It's absolutely stunning. It's just fascinating and very, very beautiful. I know everyone will thoroughly enjoy that.
I am so excited about that. And, hey, if anybody is interested in traveling with me on that trip, we've got close to 60 people already signed up. That is October 19th through the 26th of this year. You are welcome to give us a call. We can tell you all about it, or you can go online, cruiseholidayskc.com. Go to our groups page, and that will be called Europe's Rivers and Castles, hosted by Mark Comfort on the AMA Waterways Amadante, October 19th through the 26th. Marcy, thank you so much. Hey, I look forward in 12 days We will be with the owners of your company, Rudy, Christine, and Gary Murphy, and we will be out at Pebble Beach with them.
I know, that's exciting. I know they look forward every year to seeing you and Mimi and spending some time and talking about great business opportunities. So have a wonderful journey out there and enjoy your visit.
And by the way, we'd be remiss if we didn't say July 18th, we're going to have a river cruise night. And not only you, but Mr. Gary Murphy himself, one of the co-owners, will be at our office on that Tuesday night, July 18th. So if you're interested in learning all about the river cruise world, give us a call, RSVP, at 816-505-1500, 505-1500. Marcy New, take care of yourself and have a wonderful summer.
Thank you, Mark. You too. Have a great day.
Okay, all the best. This is Mark Comfort Vacation Views. Remember, you deserve a great vacation, and I'll be right back. Welcome back to Vacation Views. I'll tell you what, I'll be playing Irish music in my car when I get back. Oh my gosh, you deserve a great vacation. I really mean it. You know what? You owe it to yourself. Boy, life is full of ups and downs. Good times, bad times. But you know, you owe it to yourself to put a bucket list, dream vacation list together and accomplish it, wherever that might be. Hey, maybe it's the national parks. Maybe it's just getting out to the Rocky Mountains or the Canadian Rockies. Maybe it's that dream trip to Australia, New Zealand, or to the beautiful islands of Bora Bora in an overwater bungalow. Or perhaps it's Iceland. Gosh, I can't wait to go to Iceland next year. Wherever it is, maybe it's your first cruise. Maybe it's your first all-inclusive vacation. Maybe it's your first river cruise. Whatever it is, we'd be honored to help you plan that vacation. That is truly what we do, and I think we do it better than anybody in the country. A little prejudice there, but for 29 years, we've been helping to make memories that last a lifetime for people and helping them plan their vacations. And you know what? We'd be honored to help you plan your vacation. I think you'll find, especially with that $17 billion buying power that we now have with being part of the Travel Leaders organization, I think you'd be amazed at what you'll find of the values, the extra perks, the added amenities that we have that will help you get the best value for your vacation, no matter what it is. But counseling you from firsthand experience and giving you the personalized service that we offer to each and every one of our clients, I think, is truly what makes us different, what sets us apart. If you like to travel with a group, look, check our website out, cruiseholidayskc.com. Go to our groups page and just look for different groups. I host a lot of groups every year. Mimi and I host groups once, maybe twice a year, called our Royal Family Groups, and we'd be honored to have you go with us. We always have some very special, unique surprises that the people that go with us don't know about. That's what makes it a surprise. But more importantly than that, we just love helping to share in your experience, helping to make memories truly that last a lifetime. That's our mission statement. That's what each and every one of our staff at Cruise Holidays does and Comfort Tours does, I think, better than anybody. Very proud of our staff. And my darling wife. Hey, she's our honeymoon specialist, so a lot of people getting engaged and married this month. We do honeymoons. We do destination weddings. We do vacations anywhere. And remember, you deserve a great vacation wherever it might be. Talk to you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.